570.
An LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete. Just 2 hours today on AM570 LA Sports. I really did not appreciate the text that we all received about 10 minutes ago. And I didn't appreciate the response.
I don't understand.
From one of our staff members. I didn't appreciate it, Kevin.
I don't understand.
Oh, you don't understand? You saw the text.
I don't know what text you're talking about.
You do know.
I do not know.
The David Vasse text?
What about it?
Did you see it?
No.
You didn't see it?
I did not.
Kevin, you certainly saw it, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about, Fred.
Saw what?
The text that David Vasse sent to all of us.
No, he must have just sent it to you.
With open table, so I could make a reservation at Craig's for everybody on the show.
Oh, is that what he sent?
And then Kevin's response, you're in. That's great. Thank you very much. I don't think that was nice. I'm just saying it's
both
of you.
What do you mean? To make a dinner reservation? That's not nice?
Not nice to break bread with your friends and coworkers?
What's wrong with that?
What are you guys?
What are you talking about?
Eric Dickerson? Is that what this has become now? Trying to shame me? Shame me publicly?
It was just an invitation to make a reservation for dinner, Fred.
Right.
For me to take everybody to Craig's. That's what the reservation was, and you know that.
You don't want to break bread, as Kevin said, with
I'll break bread, but I'm not going to Craig's to break bread. I'll break bread right now. After the show, let's go across the street.
What, to Wiener Schnitzel?
Morton's?
No, I said across the street, not downstairs. There's a difference between downstairs and across the street, Rodney. You guys said you wanted to go to Bob's. Let's go to Bob's. I don't want to drive that far. That's the only reason I won't do it.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
We'll send you an Uber.
That's not right. Necessary. I don't consider those sanitary right now. Oh God. All right. Now here is someone that can put it all in a perspective. This is a man that can bring us together.
Yes.
You know, we can be with him every day.
Yes.
There's no reason to go to Craig's when he will provide the bond that we all need. So for that, let's welcome on our dear friend Vic the Brick. But the Daily Haiku at 2, which today, because we're only on for 2 hours, is at 109.38.
Why must Dick. You do that?
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Fred.
Hello, Vic.
And Fred, I'm with you. If you're hungry, you want to eat, you don't have to go to Craig's.
Correct.
Go to Bob's. Just go to Bob's. Go to Wiener Schnitzel.
You know, they make a nice burger. They make a nice dog.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am not drawn in by $28 hamburgers.
Well, I'm not for 12 people.
You're not?
Not if I'm paying for 12 people.
Well, you got about a $500 tab there.
Two people can cost you that
burgers
much.
Burgers are good, but I'm not going for the burgers. It's the other stuff. The pasta, the chicken parm, the steaks they have. And the ambiance.
You know who makes a good chicken parm?
And Tom Lasorda, when he was alive, used to hang out at Craig's.
Yeah.
Who makes a good chicken parm?
I'll tell you.
Craig's makes a great chicken parm.
And also Dan Tanis.
Dan Tanis. That's another one. You
go
to
Dan
Tanis, but
sure.
You won't go to Craig's? Dan Tan is more expensive than Craig's.
Is it? I love Dan Tanis.
What do you like about Dan Tanis?
I like the chicken parm. You're asking, I'm answering.
See? There you go.
They make a good chicken parm.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh. You know what? If you live in Southern California, honestly, or in L.A., there are places you have to go at one point or another in your life.
Yeah, bucket list.
You got to go to Dan Tanis.
Yeah, you do.
You got to go. Vic, you should go.
I love Dan Tanis. It is a sensational restaurant, especially if all the rock and roll palaces, you know, buttressing it. You go to Dan Tanner's and you catch a great rock and roll show. It's a great evening.
You know what I heard they added to their menu?
What's that?
Macaroni and cheese ice cream.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I didn't do that, yes. Ooh, it still makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Roddy, Pete. Welcome home. I know you're getting accustomed to the ways of L.A. once again.
Yes, but not the sleep, Vic. The sleep is off.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep is off.
Really?
Yeah.
You're on Mediterranean time.
I am. Wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, wide awake. Hit a wall about 3 afternoon, then I'm wide awake at 3 a.m.
I'll call you.
Call me.
I'll say hello.
Yeah.
He's the executive producer of the Rogan and Rodney Show. Please put your hands together and show the love to Kevin Figures.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No.
Why? Why?
I'm just being polite.
To who? Not me.
You said thank you.
Not with that soundbite.
My mistake.
That's another one you got to clean up there, Kevin.
Yeah, I got to get that one off too, yeah.
He is your portal to pure audio joy. Show the love, Tronny Fazio.
I'm feeling you, King Flavor.
First of all, I am
in the house for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of macaroni and cheese ice cream, Fred, it's National Ice Cream Day on Sunday.
Is it really?
Yes. This Sunday. Everyone, get your scoop.
How many national days are there?
Well, this week there's been a lot of them.
Yeah,
you had your Macaroni and Cheese Day.
One day this week was National Nude Day.
Ooh.
What day was that? What
did I miss that day?
That was Wednesday. Oh, Tuesday, man. Or Wednesday.
How did we miss that day?
Yeah, Vic, you bring everything else up.
I don't know how I missed that.
Vic, there was a period of time in your life where you were a naturist. Is that correct?
That's very true, Fred.
Yes? And what does that
very
entail?
True.
What does that entail, being a naturist?
You're being free with your body, and when you're swimming, I would say you're basically naked. Everything's off.
Well, then you're not basically naked. You're naked.
You're naked. Nothing wrong with that.
You're swimming where, though, Vic? In your own pool or in the ocean, in the water, in the community pool, in the hotel pool? Where are you naked?
I'd say in the privacy of your own liquid.
In the privacy of your own liquid?
Of your own liquid. I was, yeah.
Where was your liquid housed?
I was never one for nude beaches.
No?
Not my style.
Yeah.
But I respect it. I totally respect it. You know, people just want to get out there, especially in Europe, where it all began, I believe, was the European beaches.
You ever been to a topless beach or a topless pool in Vegas? I have been there. And let me tell you something. There are things there you don't want to see.
Nope.
You do not want to see what you see. What you want to see, you
can. A little out there.
But what you don't want to see, you do. Those are things that can never leave your mind.
My friends and I went.
In Vegas?
Yeah, we went to one of those topless pools. This is like in my mid-20s. We went in with certain expectations. And let's just say our expectations were not met.
Yeah.
People are free.
Well, they're free, all right.
Confident. Some that shouldn't be confident are confident.
You. Yeah. Well, there's something attractive about a confident person.
Yes.
And that's how these people live their life. I commend them. I just don't want to see it.
Absolutely. It's sexual swagger.
Is that what it is, Vic?
Absolutely. So, that's good.
Didn't Marvin Gaye write a song like that?
No, that was Sexual Healing.
Oh, okay. Just check.
Vic, where was your own liquid housed where you said you would swim in your own liquid? Where was your liquid?
Any deserted beach, basically, if there was no one around, I would just swim naked.
In the deserted beach.
On a deserted beach, if you can find, that that paradise, that escape. And they're out there.
Did you ever have anybody with you?
No.
You would walk.
We're private.
You would walk. You would look for a secluded spot. You would take off your clothes and go swimming.
Yes.
Okay. Would it have been more enjoyable to share that experience with someone else?
Well, if someone shares the same mindset, absolutely. But I didn't want to make anyone uncomfortable. But that, you know, that was years ago. Now, you know, I play it pretty straight.
Oh. Vic.
Fred, there's a Hakaho update coming up.
Oh, give us the ho. Let's go.
Whoa, come on.
Hakaho, not the ho.
The Hakaho.
It's the ho of the
Japanese
dojo.
Sumo update for you.
All right.
Status quo from Nagoya. Hakaho 12-0. Tsuruno Fuji also 12-0. I mean, the Mongolians are just going wild. Totally dominating the festivities. Terano Fuji, he is, I wouldn't say the underdog, because Hakaho is a perennial champion. I believe Hakaho's won 44 titles. But Terano Fuji is just tearing it up. Tearing it up. I mean, I've never seen such a wide gap in a 15-day tournament. As what's going on in Nagoya. They have like a 3-match lead going into the last 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Usually it's one or two, you know, one or two matches in second place, but Terano Fuji and Hakaho are just tearing it up.
Vic, what would generate more interest in Japan? The sumo tournament or the Olympics?
Well, the Olympics. Because you bring together, you know, the entire world. Although now the recommendation from the Dr. Fauci of Japan, and he says, everyone just watch the games at home. Watch it on TV. Don't go out. Don't go near it. Because obviously the spread of COVID is in Japan has been horrific, and it's not getting any better. So they are warning people to stay away from the games. Watch it on TV at home. You know, get your bowl of ramen, enjoy.
A bowl of ramen.
But don't go near the freaking festivities.
There was a wave, Vic, of volunteers that were backing out, I think a month ago. Is it still happening, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
They're having trouble with the volunteers, I hear, still.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true, Rodney.
Vic,
it's amazing these games are going on. It's just amazing. The venues look great, though. The reports from Tokyo, the venues look fantastic.
Except the river for the heptathlon, or for the triathlon.
Oh, yeah, it's like a toilet, right?
Yeah.
Toilet water.
Yeah.
Vic, in your days of travel, have you ever swam in sewage or toilet water that was dumped somewhere like a lake?
Oh, great question.
River?
I'm sure I have.
A river or something like that?
Yes, I'm sure there was some pollution. No doubt. But you know, where I would travel is, you know, really off the beaten path, so
right.
It would be more of a, you know, more pure, more natural.
Yeah.
But let's face it, we're polluting our oceans. I mean, just look what happened, you know, this week. You know, on our own coast, you know, all that sewage was put into the South Bay. Horrible. I mean, people, the ocean is our mother. We must take care of our ocean.
I don't know if
this is our first priority.
I don't know if it's our mother.
Oh, absolutely, it's our mother.
How can the ocean be our mother?
Oh, the earth was our mother. And they call her Mother Earth, which would make the ocean
Mother
like,
Earth, and the ocean is
like our uncle,
what,
or 70%
something? 70% of the planet. Oceans are 70% of our planet.
Oh, yes.
The uncles,
people think it's land. No, it's ocean.
He's not listening, Fred.
No, he doesn't listen.
I just want to get my point across that we should be, you know, honoring the ocean.
We do, don't we?
Honor.
Not enough. Not enough.
Should we have ceremonies, Vic?
That's a great idea, Fred. You take time out and, bow down to the beautiful ocean.
Bow down. I like that.
Bow down.
Vic, I'm not bound to the ocean.
Why not? In all its glory, Fred. Yeah. When you look at the ocean, don't you look how magnificent it is and go, man. This
the power.
Is incredible.
The power.
The magic.
Bad things happen to me in the ocean.
Yeah, we know.
That's true.
Yeah. That's because you don't appreciate it.
Right.
You don't bow down to the ocean. You don't appreciate the ocean in all of its glory, mm-hmm. and all of its magnificence.
Well, prior to these events happening to me,
yes,
I bowed down.
No, you did not.
I did. Yes. I knelt at the steps of the ocean.
And why? What made you want to stop?
When the jellyfish attacked me.
Ah.
Clearly,
Poseidon was mad at you for something. So what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
For him to sick the jellyfish on you.
Yeah, I know what you did.
What'd I do?
Ooh. Did you pollute the ocean?
Yeah, I know exactly where you were going, Rodney. That's right.
Yes.
I'm not a polluter.
Yeah, no. Yes. Is that what Captain Planet said?
Instead of walking 100 yards...
I would walk 100 yards.
You walked 20 feet to the water and did it.
No.
Fred, you tinkled in the ocean?
No, I didn't. And I don't... I don't think that's a very good quality in anyway. No.
I'm just going to water. That's what you... That's your mentality.
No, that's not my mentality. People that do that in pools are disgusting.
Did you have the parents at the pools that tell you, oh, if you go, then there's going to be a blue ink will come follow you, or red ink will follow you in the pool if you urinate in the pool?
No,
and
I didn't.
Scare the kids.
No, I didn't, because I never even considered that. You know, my middle name is Hygiene.
Jaime? Is that what you said?
Jaime Gene. No, that was my... That was my father's first name. It was.
Yeah. Jaime?
Yeah. His full name was Hyman.
Hyman?
Yeah, Hyman.
Like Hyman that? Roth?
Ouch. Yeah, like Hyman Roth. Yeah.
Or like...
Yeah. He was a great guy.
Or Misty Hyman?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Hyman was his first name. He went by Jaime or Hi.
Uh-huh. I can understand why.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I understand it.
Yeah.
Well, Hyman was the surname of Joey Ramone from the Ramones. He's Joey Hyman out of Queens.
That's right, Vic.
So you knew my father.
I wish I did.
That's some good Forest Hills knowledge right there, Vic.
So he decided to call them the Ramones instead of the Hymans. That was probably a good choice there.
The Hymans didn't have the ring.
Yeah.
But the Ramones had the good ring.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
As we also celebrate the second half of the baseball season, man.
He's still going.
Who's ready for some Dodger baseball, y'all?
This is continuing. We're ready, Vic. Let's go.
Let's do it. So I have a baseball haiku. It's from Imai Sai. Imai Sai, S-E-I.
Imai
Sai. He lives
Sai.
In Yokohama.
We have Imai Sai before? Have we had Imai Sai?
I think we've had a sampling of his work. He teaches high school in Japan, and he writes haiku.
He's still alive. Imai.
Yes.
Was he 58?
It's haiku for you, and it's Friday.
He's not listening right now. He's 58 years old, I think, Kevin, from the last time.
Imai Sai.
Yeah, we know, Vic. We're trying to find out how old he is.
Imai Sai.
All right, go ahead and do
after
it.
After.
What? All right, Jesus. All right, go ahead.
This is.
Imai
this
Sai.
Is a haiku for you. On this Friday, July the 16th. After the era, the player still faces the outfield's towering clouds. I'm feeling you. Imai Sai.
Okay, a couple of things. Just a few things. And you might find this somewhat shocking. A, you said after the error, correct?
After the error.
Okay. Because I know this, because the last time you did this exact haiku We thought you said after the era and not error. So, Vic, we have had Imai Sai before, and it's the same haiku.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
We'll have to go back in the archives for it.
You saying Vic did a repeat?
Yes.
After the era.
Yeah, Vic.
The player still faces the outfields. Towering clouds. I'm feeling you.
We actually
sounds
heard
fresh
it.
To me, Fred.
No, we actually heard it the first time.
I'm with you, Vic. Sounded fresh.
Right, Rodney?
Yes.
Vic, we heard it the first time, and we heard it the last time you did it, too. It's the same one, Vic. Are you out of haikus?
I think it's
I don't know.
Just reverberating in your head, Fred, yeah. Which is a good thing, but...
No.
I don't remember that, actually.
How do I remember the guy was 58 years old or something like that? Why would I just say that out of the clear blue?
Well, you got to do that a lot.
Yeah, that's true. But in this situation, I think I remembered the guy's 58 years old, and we've had this haiku before. Vic, do you have a backup haiku?
There could be a similar theme for it.
Vic.
But I do have a backup haiku for you. Why? Because you love haiku.
I do, and I'm sorry I asked. Go ahead. Who's this one by?
This one's from Cor Vandenhoevel.
Oh.
Remember Cor Vandenhoevel?
Yeah, he lives in Toronto, right?
How can we forget? Vandenhoevel.
Yeah.
Vandenhoevel. Under the lights. Hitting it out of the park. Then into the night. I'm feeling you. Cor Vandenhoevel.
Vic, we've had that one before, too.
Are you kidding?
No. We've had that one, Vic. Now you've done two, and we've had them both.
Anything goes on a Friday, Fred.
Oh, that's for sure, Vic.
Hold on. Let me do some archival reading.
Yes. Are you going to have another one now?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Flash of lightning.
Well, who's this?
All the little leaguers, look up. I'm feeling you. There you go. David Elliott.
David
born in
Elliott.
Minneapolis.
David Elliott.
David Elliott.
That one is a new one, though. We've had David Elliott before, I believe.
But not that haiku, cool, that's fresh.
That was fresh. That was fresh. Okay.
Yeah, I play the hits a lot, Fred.
No, I know, Vic. It's like top 40 radio.
Why do you think Kiss FM is just such a monster? They play the hits.
I understand. Well, today was a special day.
Oh, man.
Where we had three haikus.
Yes.
This was a...
That was like a triple header.
Yeah, that's right. It's not Ernie Banks. Let's play two. Today, we played three. Okay. We still have to get you caught up in everything that has happened today. Kevin, a lot's going on? Yeah. Okay, good. We'll have that next.
Let us give you money. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Yeah. Text the nationwide keyword HOPE to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Once again, that's HOPE to 200-200. Good luck.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic. If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Huh? Yeah. Huh? Boy, we're blessed, Freddie. We're blessed on a Friday to get three haikus from Vic.
Two,
I don't know if we've ever had three haikus from Vic.
No, because two of them we'd already heard.
Oh.
But it is a big Friday when we're able to have Vic on for three haikus. Vic, are you still there?
I'm ready to rock for It's Lit.
You ready?
Light me up.
It's Lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Brought to you by our friend Jacob and Ronnie. Be safe this weekend. But if you find yourself in trouble, anything happens, you've got to have the best in the business. That man is Jacob and Ronnie. And give him a call at 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or
your injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
News out of the NBA not too long ago. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting the NBA and the Players Association agreed to extend the play-in tournament format through the 2021-2022 season. I guess two questions. A, are we surprised? And B, do we like it?
Well, I know who... I'm not surprised. I like it. I'll tell you who doesn't like it.
Me.
Every player in the NBA.
Yeah.
They hate it. They despise it. But you know what it is? It's money. More games is more money. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, I hate it too. I hate it too. You play all these games. You battle back and forth. I think it just takes some of the significance off the regular season if you're going to have these play-in games. You work and you know what it is. I got to finish in the top eight. You finish in the top eight, you're in. I don't like this old extra play-in game to get two teams extra coming in, all that kind of stuff. It's just bad to me. I hated it. I mean, look, we watched them. We watched them, but I hated it. I hated it.
It taints the product.
Yes.
Let's face it. It's an obvious money grab. But why are the players always hurt by the second round, even the first round? Because they haven't had time to reset, to recharge. Ask the players. Exactly. Not one player wants this cockamamie tournament.
Rodney, you were a pro athlete for a long time, so you can speak to these sort of things and maybe fill us in as to whether this is something that happened in the NFL during your playing days. So Matt Sullivan is an author. He authored a book called Can't Knock the Hustle, and he chronicled the Brooklyn Nets last season when OKD was with the team, Kyrie Irving and all his shenanigans, transitioning out of the regular season into the bubble. And he had this one anecdote when talking about the players and just how much leeway they had, especially some of the perks they received. Here is what he said. A very high-ranking official with the Nets who had a lot to do with the money said basically there's a blank check as soon as these guys got here, whether that's buying a girlfriend or a girlfriend on the side, a house in California for a week, whether that's just putting up money for the boys and the homeboys and equipment for random stuff, they're totally cool with that. Just renting a house on the team dime. These guys don't pay for a lot of personal stuff themselves, and so the financial team of the Nets would kind of come every single week saying, okay, we thought we had this under control. We have to redo our budgets every single week. Are these sort of perks something that a professional franchises do for athletes?
Wait. Go back again. So
yes.
This is just from reporting about the Nets,
the
right?
Nets specifically, yes.
So they got in the budget that players could rent a house for someone else.
For their girlfriend or the side piece, whatever you want to call them.
What about their brother or cousin? That too?
They might be in there too. I'm not sure.
That's Reggie Bush.
He specifically said girlfriends.
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about Reggie Bush, Fred. Stop
I didn't
it.
Say anything.
Keep that name out of your mouth.
He said putting up money for the boys and the homeboys and equipment for random
That's
stuff.
That's on the team dime?
On the team dime.
That can't be right.
I've not heard about that. You know, there are small things that the team will cover, like if, you know, guys need to fly somewhere, go home, or do certain things, but to put up money so a guy can rent a house for his girlfriend or side piece or whomever? Nah, maybe that's how they got all the guys to go to the Nets.
James Harden found out what was happening. The hold up?
Yes, absolutely.
That can't be right.
By the way, saw James Harden in Monaco.
Oh, did you? Oh, did
yeah,
you?
Over nice. There on the trip. Yeah, walking around like no big deal. Just him and like four guys. I was like, He had a mask on. I was like, "Oh, is that James Harden?" And then, like, 5 minutes later, I saw a picture of him and Magic together over there. I was like, "Okay, that was definitely him." But you can't mistake that beard.
No.
And that walk. But yeah, maybe they paid for his trip to Monaco.
Well, it seems like it.
Or to the Paris Fashion Week.
I've never heard of this.
I have not heard of it either.
I mean, I guess it depends if you're a franchise. How desperate are you? Yeah. They say, "I'll literally give you whatever you want."
Isn't that a violation?
And then they have to
bargaining agreement.
Yeah, I would think,
right?
Fred. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if part of the or salary cap,
right? Yeah, if that's an additional perk on top of your salary. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how enticing that would be. Oh yeah, we'll rent your house. Rent your house to whoever you want. Come on here.
And now, worth the budget on the house.
Now, this is also not
college. They're going to rent a house in Beverly Park?
Yeah. It's not. If it's not written into their contract and the owner is just saying, nudge, nudge, give them what they want, are they doing anything wrong at that point?
Wasn't there a story a couple of years ago? I can't remember who the Clippers were trying to sign, but they talked about Steve Ballmer, and they were going to give them employment after
their career. After their career.
Something like that.
Yeah. They got on Al Davis about trying to do that.
And you can't do that.
Right. Can't promise employment afterwards.
Well, wasn't it Kawhi? Wasn't it part of the recruitment?
That was the rumor,
that part of the recruitment of Kawhi Leonard, that they were trying to give him.
Oh, they gave him $100 million for his own marketing budget or something?
Giving him a house or something.
You can't. Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
We mean according the Clippers? Remember, Toronto was going to offer him. It wasn't Toronto, though. It was people. the people around.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, but the team itself. But I do remember about the Clippers trying. They were talking about the Clippers. I remember. But Al Davis was trying. It came down on him because he would try to take care of guys after they were done playing and do stuff. But it was while they were playing, he said they would take care of them. And then they stopped Eddie DeBartolo from taking the team to Hawaii. He would, after they, if they won a Super Bowl, he would pay for, you know, everybody to go to Hawaii on the plane, families, everything. And they stopped him from doing that because they said it was on top, above and beyond their contract, right, whatever.
But yeah. you know what the Nets are probably doing? If they're renting a house for somebody or whatever they're doing, they're just writing it off as a business expense for the franchise and not indicating who it's for, right?
It's a team house, right.
We've got a team house.
Yeah.
And that's a business expense. You couldn't specifically say, I'm renting it for James Harden to bring his pal in here for 6 months. You couldn't do that. You'd have tax problems as well.
Right.
Didn't the Dallas Cowboys had a team house in the 90s.
That wasn't
bought by the team, though. A few players had that house. God, I think it was a White House, Kevin.
No, it wasn't. You don't say. Yeah, I'm sure Nate Newton had his own wing, didn't he?
I know nothing.
It's sickening that they have to throw in these perks when the average salary in the NBA is, what, like $8, $9 million? You can't tell me that the fellas don't have the, you know, financial wherewithal to rent their own house, a beach house somewhere.
Vic, Fred will attest to this. Fred will attest to this. It don't matter how much money you make. If it's free,
it's me.
It's me.
Damn straight.
It sickens me.
Well, I guess you're not getting an invitation to the house, Vic.
That's all right. Listen, I'm just reacting to the stimuli.
I saw this. So a Pro Football Reference, they've collaborated with a couple of these. You know, yeah, Pro Football Focus, all the, as people would dub them, nerds, who have gone back and poured over years of tape to try to cobble together these lost statistics, but specifically when it comes to sacks. Now, sacks didn't become an official record in the NFL until 1982.
Right.
These people have cobbled together all this tape and done all of this research, and they have actually been able to determine up to, they say 99% of the sacks from the pre-merger days through the merger from 70 all the way to 1981. They said they found that Detroit's Al Bubba Baker actually does have the sack record at 23 all time, not Michael Strahan, who I believe has 22 and a half.
Yeah.
And that Deacon Jones, who would tell all of us when he was alive that he had the most sacks in NFL history.
Right.
They said that he led the NFL in sacks a record 5 times. Now, the problem is, Pro Football Talk reached out to the NFL, and the source told them that despite all these new findings, the NFL is not going to go back, at least not now, going to go back and retroactively give all those players those stats from back in the day. So Michael Strahan's still your sack king. Whoever currently has the record for most number of sacks for most seasons is still going to be there. But the hope is at some point in time, they'll actually be able to go in and retroactively get these stats added into the records.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's first of all, I did hear that story, and it's weird that that 82 was the first year they started recording sacks, because you think about those great teams that they had in the 70s, all the Steeler teams, the Steel Curtain, Doomsday Dallas defense, and like you said, Bubba
Purple
Baker, Alan
Eaters.
Page, Purple
yeah.
Peter Eaters. Deacon Jones was a beast.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, I mean, he's on that level. Like, people who never saw, even these people my age, I never saw Jim Brown really play, but he was dominant. Deacon Jones was the same way, was a dominant force. And I believe he said, in terms of ratio, I believe Deacon Jones had the highest ratio per dropback of quarterback to sack. Like every 20-something times a quarterback dropped back to pass, he was getting a sack. But those guys should get their due. They should get their credit. They really should.
I agree. You did it. If they're going to take the time to go back and look through everything, yeah, those stats should count. Mm-hmm. And they should make that effort.
And obviously, Deacon Jones is the king of the sack. I mean, if they pour through that old tape, they will see Deacon, I believe, with more than 23 sacks in a year. I mean, he was a monster. He was a beast. Yeah. There was no one like Deacon Jones. That head slap, man.
Once he slapped
your helmet, he was in.
Yeah.
He was on your quarterback in like 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds. I mean, Strahan's 23 and a half. Is that the record?
22 and a half.
Deacon had more than 22 and a half. Go over your videotape, and you'll see Deacon many years had monster numbers beyond Strahan.
Ow. Bubba Baker.
That's right. That's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
Hey, who wants to see Bellator? We've got tickets. Three sets of them. The fight is July 31st at the Forum. 866-987-2570. First three callers right now. You want to go July 31st to the Forum for the Bellator match? Give us a call.
Hogan and Rodney.
Rodney Peace.
An athlete.
Rodney Peace.
A father.
Rodney Peace.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peace.
And this guy.
Red Rogan. AM 570, LA Sports.
Henry in Norwalk, Bell in Hollywood, Christopher in Hollywood. You've done it. You want a pair of tickets to the Bellator MMA Featherweight World Grand Prix Finals featuring Patricio Pitbull and AJ McKee, Saturday, July 31st at the Forum. The event marks the company's first domestic event hosted away from the fight sphere since February 2020. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you. Great week. Really appreciate it. All right, Ronnie. All right, Rodney. Ronnie to you, too.
All of them. All the Ronnies. All the R's.
All the R's. I'll see you Monday.
So I'm stressing, cause we're more to be free than a life in the being. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the scene. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in LA on bail. My people say,
dying in LA, the place to be.
To live and die in LA.